The 2024 wheat harvest is history, but producers may be seeing weeds in their wheat stubble fields. Stay tuned and we'll provide information on the importance of having a plan for controlling weeds in your weed stubble. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, crop production agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. It seems that the weeds are flourishing out there in the wheat stubble with the moisture that some of us have received. Post-harvest weed control in wheat stubble is very important to conserve that critical soil moisture and prevent weeds from going to seed and adding to your weed seed bank. When thinking about weed control in wheat stubble, there are basically two priorities. Number one is controlling already emerged weeds, and number two would be preventing the later flushes of weeds. So making applications before weeds exceed 4 to 6 inches is critical for the good control of already emerged weeds. Residual herbicides are also needed to reduce the number of herbicide applications needed to control the multiple flushes of weeds. According to Dr. Sarah Lancaster, our K-State Research and Extension weed specialist, the standard treatment for many years to control weeds and volunteer wheat in weed stubble was glyphosate plus 2,4-D LVE and or dicamba. This tank mix provided two herbicide modes of action to help target challenging and often drought-stressed weeds. These herbicides continue to be important for weed control in your weed stubble fields. However, these tank mixes may not be quite adequate in many cases because of the herbicide resistance in many of our weed populations, especially glyphosate resistance in Palmer amaranth or pigweed and kochia. Higher rates of 2,4-D and dicamba may improve control, but in most cases, 1 quart per acre of 2,4-D or 1 pint per acre of dicamba are the highest rates that should be used. Lancaster also stresses that paraquat or gramoxin or some others are herbicides that can work very well in place of glyphosate to control the emerged pigweed and kochia. Paraquat is a contact herbicide with a different mode of action, so spray coverage is very, very critical. Paraquat also needs to be applied with a non-ionic surfactant or oil concentrate to enhance that surface coverage of the plant foliage. A tank mix with atrazine will also enhance control on any emerged weeds and provide some residual weed control if you're planning to plant corn or sorghum next spring. Likewise, metribuzin can be tank mixed with paraquat if you are rotating to soybeans to enhance control and provide some residual activity as well. Lancaster also points out that other weed control options that includes the active ingredient, sanflufenacil, with the herbicide Sharpen. So if you are planting wheat this fall, apply 1 to 2 fluid ounces per acre to provide post-emergence and some short-term residual control of Palmer amaranth, kochia, and other broadleaf weeds. Sharpen should be applied with the glyphosate for some grass control and can be applied with other products labeled for use in wheat stubble. Sharpen works best with the addition of methylated seed oil and good spray coverage, so using about 15 to 20 gallons per acre of spray solution is extremely important. If rotating to soybeans, be sure you remember the 0 to 45 day rotation interval depending on the use rate and the soil texture. In addition, the active ingredient flumioxazin, which is in Valor and many other products, can be added to burn down treatments at rates of 1 to 4 fluid ounces per acre for activity on the emerged broadleaf weeds, with some residual activity on broadleaf and grass weeds in wheat stubble. Flumioxazin can also be mixed with glyphosate or clethodim, which is Select Plus would be an example, for enhanced grass control. It can also be mixed with 2,4-D, atrazine, metribuzin, or paraquat. For more detailed information, pick up the K-State Research and Extension 2024 Chemical Weed Control for Field Crops, Pastures, and Non-Crop Land publication that's available either online or by stopping by any of our Post Rock Extension District offices in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center. This is Sandra Wick, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District Crop Production Agent, have a great day.